Good morning, everybody. We have a few announcements to make before we get on with our with our word for this morning. And those announcements are that we will be doing First Friday prayer this month. We will be having that from 6:30 to 7:30, and Nathan and Marcy will be leading through various stations of prayer via text messages. So if you want to be a part of that, you will need to send us your name and phone number, and you can text Cindy or myself a message or an email at Solid Rock Church, or a message through the website on Facebook, and let us know that you want to be a part of that. We need your name and your number so that at 6:30, when it starts, you will get a text, and then each station that we pray for, we have a number of things that we will be praying for this week, will be given to you on a text so that you can be a part of that in your own home. Last night, Cindy posted a study message on Facebook with live, and we had some audio problems with that. You can hear Cindy, but the quality wasn't the best. But I still encourage you to listen to that. Ladies, it was primarily for you, but guys, I would listen to it also. I did. I got a lot out of it. Cindy is an amazing teacher, and she has a lot of wonderful things that will help you in this crisis. We will probably be re-videoing that and posting it at a little bit better quality later on in the next day or two. Men's study this week, okay? It's going to happen. We're putting something together, and you'll be getting a text. If you want to be a part of that, I know that some of you haven't been able to be a part of that because you've had things going on in the past, but if you want to be a part of that, send us a message, once again, through Facebook, through spearfishsrc.com. There's an email there you can send, or text Cindy or myself. Let me know that you want to be a part of that, and then we will make sure that you get an invite or that you get the text messages that are involved in that study. Now, you can contribute to Solid Rock Church, and it would be very much appreciated, because not only do the day-to-day expenses continue on at the church, but during this time of crisis, there are many other opportunities to reach out to. So you can donate to Solid Rock Church online. Go to spearfishsrc.com, and there is a donate button there. You can donate electronically, or you can send a check or whatever to Solid Rock Church, P.O. Box 698, Spearfish, South Dakota 57783, or you can contact us or text us to make any other arrangements. And then here in a little bit, in about an hour, in fact, we're going to have Kids Church at 11:30 this morning on the Solid Rock Church's Facebook page. And there will be two videos that will be posted there, one for younger kids and one for older kids. And so you can go there and you can look at those anytime you want to after 11:30. Also, notes for the sermon are available. They're available on YouVersion. They were up at 9:30. They'll be available for 6 hours today. In the lower left-hand corner of YouVersion, there's a bar, a more bar, and you can go to events, tap on events, and you will see us on the map there. You tap on the map, and then you can be a part of this event. Also, after this morning, we're going to post the live video. We're going to post an audio. We're going to also post the sermon notes on spearfishsrc.com. It'll be tagged over to Facebook. And also, right about now, you should be able to see the morning sermon notes on Solid Rock Church Facebook. They were supposed to post this morning. So thank you very much for all of that, and we're going to move on to the Word. As you know, we have been looking at the 23rd Psalm. And I find it very interesting that God started this journey almost 9 weeks ago, and this journey has been very, very appropriate for everything that's been going on in this year. And I'm going to start out by reading the 23rd Psalm. And by the way, if you recite the 23rd Psalm while you're washing your hands, it's about 20 seconds. And that's what the CDC requires, is for us to wash our hands for about 20 seconds. And what a great reminder of who is really taking care of us, right? Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, we've been going through this, and we've been doing a word study on what God has for us. And we found out various things. And I'm going to go ahead and read the verse, and then I'm going to just do a quick recap of what we have learned. The Lord is my shepherd. I have a personal relationship with Him. I shall not want. He doesn't want me to fail, and He wants all of my deepest needs fulfilled. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He wants me to rest in Him. So I am refreshed to walk wherever He leads me. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And we found out that He does not ask me to follow Him until I am restored and empowered by His Holy Spirit. Following Him on His path of righteousness, I will go places that only the shepherd has access to. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. I believe that this part of the scripture really pertains to what we are seeing right now in the world. It says, I am walking on a journey where I have continuous conversation and interaction with my shepherd. Remember, as you walk, you have continuous interaction. You have continuous conversation with your shepherd. And He is always there because He knows that this walk will tire and weaken me. When you get tired, when you get weakened, remember that He is there. He is the good shepherd. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I joked a couple weeks back about the rod not being very comforting to me because in my past, we had an old wash machine with a wooden dowel that my grandma used to poke the clothes in. And when us kids were a little bit naughty, once in a while, my mom would, she'd use that rod on me. So when I saw that, I kind of saw, first time I read this scripture, I thought, wow, God's going to be chasing me around with a laundry stick. But that's really not what it means. It means that, Lord, Your power, Your instruction, Your rescue, Your salvation are constantly with me. Because the rod is the scepter of power that God has over us. He is the King and Lord of the universe, and our good shepherd is His Son, and He is also the King and Lord of the universe. And then He uses that staff, that shepherd's staff, to pick us out of places that we get stuck in. So we're very, 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 very fortunate that His rod and His staff are over us and they do comfort us. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. This literally means that He elevates us and He blesses us in the presence of the world around us. Isn't that amazing? When people are looking for security, when they're looking for a solid foundation, they should be able to look to us and see that God is there. You set me at Your table, Lord, so that I can feast on these things, on trust, on faith, on security, on hope, on healing, on love, on joy, and on peace. You anoint my head with oil. Father God, You have anointed me to be a child of the King, a priest in Your service, a warrior, and not a worrier. Remember that. You are a warrior and not a worrier. You are a child of the King. You are a priest in His service. He anoints us. He anoints us and He appoints us before He ever sends us. My cup overflows. Lord, not only do I have enough, but Your blessings overflow from me into the world around us. This is a time when we have to realize that God has given us a lot. And how can we share what we have? How can we share a note of kindness? How can we share something, even virtually, how can we share something, maybe a wave or a smile from a distance? How can we share the love of God in this time? You see, our cup is overflowing. It's overflowing with peace. It's overflowing with security. It's overflowing with love. It's overflowing in knowing that God has us. Your cup overflows. Now, all of this up to this point kind of leads to the very last part of Psalm 23. The outcome for us following the Good Shepherd and enjoying His blessing and covering are twofold in this Psalm of Promise. And that's what I've always called Psalm 23, the Psalm of Promise. There is so much promise, so much security, so much love, so much consoling there. Just like if you were a shepherd of the sheep, you would be looking over your sheep. Cindy and I, when we were on the farm, we had sheep, and she looked over our bum lambs, and she had one called Snowball. She's talked about him various times. And that huge, gigantic, 220-pound sheep that he grew into, he trusted her. He followed her. He loved her. And he protected her. It was an amazing relationship, and that's the relationship that we have from God. We have this promise of Psalms, all bundled into the 23rd Psalm. So the outcome is this, okay? It has a twofold outcome. And this week we're going to look at the first of these two outcomes, okay? But the twofold outcome is this. Verse 6, the first part of that verse, it says, "Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life." That's the first outcome we're going to talk about today. The second outcome that we'll touch on next week is, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So let's look at that first one, the first part of verse 6. Surely goodness and love, or surely goodness and loving kindness, surely goodness and mercy, because that word is very broad in the Hebrew, will follow me all the days of my life. Before we focus on our future outcome, because that's what we're talking about, we need to ask ourselves this question, okay? What is following me? Because the verse says, surely goodness, mercy, and everything will follow me all the days of my life. You see, are goodness and love, loving kindness, mercy, are they following you? Are they following you? You know, many of you know my story and how when I was a teenager, my dad came to a relationship with Christ. And sometimes it's really easy to let the things before that time, before coming to Christ, follow me in my life. In fact, sometimes I look back there and I see him and I just go, ah, and I want to run away, okay? Because the things that followed me up to that point in my life, and even since, there are some things that follow us, okay? Like fear, it follows us sometimes, doesn't it? Depression, uncertainty, loneliness, you know, especially in these days. You know, some of you are probably never, ever, ever, like, ever thought that you'd be a little bit lonely and a little bit stir-crazy in this day and age where there's so much going on. But what's following you? Because it says that if you follow the Good Shepherd, there are certain things that are going to follow you. You see, what is following you is dependent upon who you are following. If you follow the world, you're going to have all kinds of garbage following you. And even when you follow the Lord, the enemy, the world, in different aspects of your life, they're going to try to tag on things back there. So when you look around, you're going, oh my goodness, why is that following me? A mistake. All kinds of things can follow you. So you've got to make sure that you're following Jesus. Because when we follow Jesus, when we follow the Good Shepherd, it is amazing what will follow us. We are literally like a ship with a wake. And in that wake, there's goodness and mercy and loving kindness. That's the promise. If we follow the Good Shepherd, if we look at all these aspects that we've looked at, if we believe in these things, then things are going to follow us. You see, surely goodness is not some lady named Shirley that it's good. The first time I read this as a kid, I was like, man, I would like to meet this Shirley Goodness. She must be awesome. because she's following Jesus. And actually, surely goodness means this. Surely is, in the Hebrew, that this will most definitely come to pass. That's all the writer is saying. That's all David said. This will come to pass. If you follow Jesus, this is what's going to come to pass. And goodness. And that word goodness in the Hebrew is so huge. It's translated many, many ways in different translations of the Bible. But this is what it means, okay? It comes from a root in the Hebrew that means to be better, to be cheerful, to be good, to be pleasing, to be well off, to be beautiful, to be the best, to be bountiful, to be at ease, to be in God's favor, to be glad, to be gracious, to be joyful, to be kindly, to be loving, to be pleasant, to be precious, to be prosperous, to be ready, to be sweet, to be well, and to be favored. One word. One word. That's what we are to be. And the thing is this word is not just a descriptive noun, it is also an active verb. God is telling us we will not only be these things, but we will do these things. We will do better things. We will give away cheerfulness. We will give away goodness. We will be pleasing to the people around us. We will live in a way that we are well off. We will feel beautiful. Even if our physical characteristics aren't that great, we will know inside that we are beautiful because God has created us. We will do the best things. We will give away bountifully. We will do things that put other people at ease. We will do things that show God's favor on the people around us. We will do things that make people glad. We will do things that are gracious, that are joyful, that are kindly, that are loving, that are pleasant, that are precious, that are prosperous, that are ready, that are sweet, and we will do things that are well favored by God. You see, doing comes from being. We will do all of these things and they will follow us all the days of our lives. Doing comes from being. You are, who you are, I should say, is what you do. Who you are is what you do. You are not a human doing. If you look in a dictionary, it does not say human doing, a person. It says human being. You are doing who you are. You are a human being. Now, don't forget this part of this whole equation of living is doing these things will strengthen and grow your being. So it's a wonderful cycle that God puts us in. Who you are is what you do. You are not a human being. You are a human doing. You are a human being. And doing these things will strengthen and grow your being. Goodness is our character. And the second part of this verse deals with our attitude towards those around us. We dealt with, okay, what we're to do, who we're to be. And the second part of this, it says, surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life. Loving kindness is an attitude. It's an attitude. In fact, This word, loving kindness, okay? Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life. Loving kindness, in the Hebrew, it means to bow the neck in courtesy to an equal. Which in our culture, we don't do that. We shake hands, we kind of nod, we do that. But in a lot of cultures, in Thailand, for example, when you meet someone, okay, who is an equal, you just put your hands together, okay? If you want to offer respect, you raise your hands and you bow. If you want to offer a little bit more respect, you put your thumb on your nose and bow. And if you want to offer a great deal of respect, you see, it's interesting in the Hebrew culture because bowing meant a lot, okay? And still does. It means to nod your neck as an equal. So it says that basically, surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me. Now this bowing of the neck, it means that we are equal in this. We're equal in this in the body of Christ, but it also means that we, as the body of Christ, know the grace of God. And grace from God is amazing because Jesus Christ came down here and he made himself an equal with man and he served us. Jesus said, if I can do this, you can serve one another. Not just the body of Christ, but the world, the entire world. To give people that respect, that nod that I see you and I love you and I want to give you the graciousness and I want to give you the time and I want to give you the resources that God has given me so that we can share those. And that's what it means. This is going to follow you. Surely goodness and loving kindness and equality with men and women in this world so that you can share the love of God on a plane that maybe no one else can with various individuals. Like I said, this was the attitude of the Good Shepherd of Jesus. In Philippians 2, 5 through 8, it says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. As we follow the Good Shepherd, and as we allow our being, our actions, and our attitudes to be like that of Christ, we will be followed by the being, the attitudes, and the power of God. That's his promise. A really good illustration is, on our own power, we're like a rowboat trying to row ourselves across the ocean. But on the power of God, we're like an aircraft carrier that rarely has any trouble going across any storm. In fact, with God, we will never have trouble weathering the storm, and we will never, ever leave anything but surely goodness and mercy. Thank you so much for being with us this morning at Solid Rock Church, and we're going to end in a prayer. Father God, we thank you so much that you were here with us this morning, and Father, we pray that this message goes out to a lot of people, and Lord, all of us right now need a good shepherd. All of us need to realize just how much we're loved by you. So, Father, I pray that this truth and these words would bless the hearts of many. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. God bless.